Praise the Lord, everybody.
Amen.
It's a good day to be in the house of the Lord, ain't it?
It is.
God is good.
All the time.
All the time. Let's stand to our feet. Let's give him a little bit of praise this morning, all right? Let's give him some praise. Thank God for this day. Thank God for life. Thank God for the cross. Thank God for Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you all. Y'all can be seated. It doesn't hurt to give him a little praise, a little glory. He's deserving of all of that.
Amen.
I've had something really heavy on my heart. And it's about structure. It's about foundation. I may not speak very long today, and I may end up going, who knows. I tell you right now, I'm not going to ramble, so, or try not to, because Mel is hungry. I like the shirt, though. But God is so good, and he is. And the structure of the family is really under attack greatly in this nation of ours. Each and every day you see and you hear of more things that are happening, things that are being told, things that are being pushed upon us. That is just dead wrong to the word of what God's words right there. And we need to really focus on the word of God. But you know, you can't focus real well on the word if your foundation's a little wishy-washy. You know, there's a frost line. When you go to put a foundation in for a building, for a house, for whatever it may be, there is a frost line. Same with when they bury pipes and water lines and stuff like that. There's a frost line. You have to be below the frost line, all right, to get the foundation to hold, to get the piping where it doesn't break, and so on. All right? If we are not below that frost line and we set the foundation of our lives, all right, with God, when you take on Christ Jesus, you allow Christ Jesus to abide in you and you abide in him, that you're not in that gray area, and I'm calling that the frost line, it is a gray area in life. Just like Christ Jesus said in Revelation, if you're lukewarm, that's that gray area. If you're lukewarm, I will spew you out. And that happens. Because we get in that gray area. We're listening to what Satan is saying. We're listening to the news. We're listening to the politically correct stuff that's going on. And I, for one, have had about enough. But the thing is our foundation has to be strong. Right? You have to be dead set. You got to be in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
Amen?
Yeah.
You got to be in the house of God. And you do. We have to be in a house of God that's preaching the word. That's got fear for God. There is no fear for God in our society today. We don't fear him. Well, I fear God. His wrath. But I have respect for my Heavenly Father, and I do. He made all things, and all things are good. Amen?
Amen.
God is good.
All the time.
Thank you. But our foundations, folks, have to be strong. We're going to go in the book of Matthew. Matthew 7, 24 through 29. And if we'd stand for the reading of God's word, please. Word says, therefore, whosoever heareth these things of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And every one that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. And it came to pass, when Jesus had ended these sayings, the people were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as one as the scribes. Praise God and his word. You may be seated. Building your house upon the rock. Hallelujah. That rock is Christ Jesus. It's upon the Gospels. It's upon the whole Bible. Christ Jesus was in the beginning. He will be in the end. He's going to be forevermore. But we have to build ourselves. We've got to build our lives upon Christ Jesus. Everything that we do for the glory of God. Amen? Not just, I mean, you come into church, that's all great. What we do outside of here. You know, the Bible says we're known by our fruit. And we are. God knows everything. He knows what you're going to say. He knows what you're going to do. He knows where you're going to go. He knows everything. So we have to build our foundation, upon Jesus. We got to have that belief that Jesus came to this earth. He walked this earth as a man. He taught. He taught in the synagogues. He taught the people in the streets. He taught many, many people. But we have to have that belief. We got to have that trust in him. We got to love him. We got to have faith in him. Believe that he went to the cross and he died for our sins. We got to have that belief. We got to trust the Gospels, trust the Word. We got to have the belief that he died on that cross, that he bled the red blood. Just the same that goes through my body and y'all's body is red. Everybody's body's got red blood. We all bleed the same. We got to have that belief that he died for us. Then we got to have that belief on that third day, just as he spoke the word, he's told everyone, I will rise, and he did. God brought him up out of that grave, that empty grave, that empty tomb. There's nothing in there. We got to have that belief. Then we have to believe that he walked the earth. He showed himself to many, many people. And then he ascended unto the Father. We got to have that belief. We got to have the belief that he's coming back. We got to have that belief. That's your foundation. That's your foundation. And then we come to him and we repent of our sins. That's our foundation. We take him into our heart, into our minds, into our soul, into our everyday being. We bring Christ into it. I've seen a lot of people come into the house of God and not bring Christ in with them. I've said, like I said, we're known by our fruit. We're known by the way we act, the things we say, and where we go. You hit the house of prayer, you hit the house of God on a Sunday, then on a Monday, you're back at it again. But I can repent. But you got to have that foundation, that strong foundation, because I'm going to tell you what, there's a structure that stands upon a foundation. And if that foundation is not strong, that structure will fall. So is your foundation steadfast, deep in Christ Jesus? Or are you in that frost line? You in that gray area, floating around a little bit? Because you haven't made that decision that you're going to follow Christ Jesus. that the bros and this, that I can go to work on Monday and I could be in that gray area, but I'm going to tell you what, on Sunday I'm going to go in there and I'm going to show them how much of a Christian I am. There is no gray area with Christ Jesus. He said it. You believe, you trust, you love Him, you follow Him, you bring Him in your life. I sit here and I listen to all the concerns and the prayers and such. They're so deep. But you know what? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. I've seen cancer beat. I have. I've seen it beat. It's not a God. Let Him work. Your foundation is good and deep. You're not playing in that gray area. Or you ain't cold. Let Him work. Stand steadfast in Christ Jesus. Make that foundation strong in Him. He is alive and He's coming back for His church. That's us. Each and every one of us. And my prayer is that everybody makes it to heaven. Everybody. My goal in life is to spread the gospel and spread the word of the Lord. But also, keep me steadfast in Him, that this structure will not fall. We have to be very careful. We can't abide with the things of the world. I go to my mom's on Sunday. I love my mom. And I do. I love her so much. I go to my mom's and she's watched Fox News. Oh boy. Steady diet of news can really tear you down. Mom asks, well, don't you guys listen to the news? I know. I don't. Because I don't have to, because I get it from my mom. And other folks. It doesn't mean I'm not concerned. It doesn't mean that I'm not worried about things. And I'm really not worried, because I know that He is in charge. There's nothing that He does not know. I'm telling you. Steadfast in Christ Jesus. Stand strong. A foundation is an underlying base or support. That's the definition. And that's what we have with Christ Jesus. But He's here with us always, all around us. But like I said, that foundation strong. You look upon the sickness that may be upon you, may befallen a friend or family, whatever it may be. When that foundation is strong, call upon the name of Jesus. Grab His hand and walk through whatever it may be that you got. Let Him guide you. He'll take care of it. He'll send you where you need to go. And He'll be with you all the way through it. Make that foundation deep. I'm going to, you know, I've heard that I repeat myself, but I need to understand. Really understand that our foundations have to be steadfast in Christ Jesus. He's coming back. He will judge and judge all. So let's be strong in Him. Let's go to Colossians 3, 18 through 21. Word says, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing to the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Structure. Simple structure. Submit, love, obey. Simple. That's the structure of life. It's God's structure. And husbands, our wives do so much, and they do. Praise be unto our wives. But the thing is, this is the structure of the family. And children, obey your parents. Listen to your parents. I've been on this earth 60 years. I think I know a little bit more than my sons do right now. And my sons listen to their dad. Thank God. But the foundation that I'm laying with my kids and with my grandkids is one that is in Christ Jesus. That the structures that are going to walk this earth, and my grandkids, my kids, and myself, will be steadfast and strong enough to withstand the winds and Satan. Structure. There has to be structure in our lives. We just don't go on a whim. We just don't get up and just read the newspaper and the news and start off like that. No, the structure starts in a godly home. Like I said, with Christ Jesus as your base, as the nucleus of what we're doing. I remember when I married my wife, I was thinking, this is awesome. And then I've married some other people, and I've told everybody that I've married, there's three of you in this. It's going to be you, you, and Christ Jesus. Because there's three in it. Jesus is in everything. Let's be steadfast and let's allow these structures to grow with Christ Jesus. Allow them to stand up against, like I said, the winds and the rain and all the things of this world that are coming against us. We are children of the living God. We are not, I'm telling you, we're not wimps, folks. We got the best support you'll ever have. It doesn't come from Washington. Ain't coming from Fox News. It's coming from above. It's coming from within here. Like I said, that foundation is deep. It is steadfast and strong in Christ Jesus. This structure is going to stand strong. Doesn't mean I won't be beat on. It doesn't mean that I may not start to fall, but I'm going to tell you what, I will get right back up. Somebody say amen. Amen. Praise be to God. I was looking at the Bible and I was thinking, you know, of the different parables in it and such. And one of the ones that I just love is the prodigal son. I love that. Love to read it. It's in Luke. And it starts in Luke chapter 15. Verse 11, and it starts and reads on. But it's such a beautiful thing. Because I was thinking about the structure of the family and thinking about the depth of our foundations. You got a father that loves his sons, and he loves his sons. And you look at it, and he loved his sons, but yet one son got a little antsy. And he started thinking, well, there's better things, there's other things, and I'm going to go live my life. And he did. He took off, he left the father. He left the security of the father, which God is our father. Dad's sitting here, he's laid the foundation, it's strong, everything's good and secure, life is good at home. And now all of a sudden, you got one breaking away. The one that breaks away loses the security of the father, loses the security and the foundation which was given. Now he's in the frost line, he's in the gray area, and he's going off. I've been there with a child that went off and prayed every day, my wife and I did, for deliverance of my child. This father, I'm telling you right now, prayed every day for his son. For his son to come back. His son to find where he needs to be. My wife and I did the same. You dig the foundation and it's deep. All we can do is learn and try to work with our children and bring them up the best we can. That what's going on in, I'm telling you, in this world, this nation of ours right now, the things of which you're seeing on Fox News and on TV, on regular stations, is wrong. We don't need to listen to it. Just like the prodigal son, he walked away from security. He walked away from the best thing he ever had. That was God. And found himself out in the world, lost. Had no foundation at this time. And the structure started to crumble. Lost everything he had. Everything that was given to him. But knowing that he could go back to the Father. And the Father was just, I know the Father prayed for his boy. Just as we did. Prayed and prayed. And we had delivered, my son was delivered. Hallelujah. And God is good. That's all I can say. He's just so good. But this son, I can just see the father, because I know this. I felt this. I can see the father standing right there at the end of the road and seeing his boy coming up over that hill. Same as when God looks upon you. When we slip and we fall, God's standing right there. I can see it. That boy coming and saying, he's coming back. Oh, praise be. Oh, he's coming back. Knowing where he needed to be. And that boy come back. And the father kissed his neck. And they had an awesome time. I bawled like a baby because of my son. Because of the deliverance which God gave. But our foundation with Christ Jesus in a prayer life is how that happened. And I know it is. And I praise God for that. And I know that the same thing in the prodigal son, if you sit and you really think about it, this father that had, I mean, the foundation was set for his family. They had everything, but yet he still prayed and believed his son would come back. That's what God looks at upon us. He looks upon us and he knows that the day will come that we will come to him. But the thing is, are you going to dig a foundation deep enough to stay with him? That you're going to be able to stand upon that foundation? That the structure that you have and the structure that you start to build with him is going to withstand the wiles of the devil? And not be like the prodigal son and say all of a sudden, well, I'm going to go live that. I'm going to go do this. Well, the father's still going to be there. But dig that deep with our families. Dig it deep with our children, with our grandchildren, with friends. Let them know that that foundation that you're standing on, that rock that you're standing on is Christ Jesus. That it is deep in my love for him and my life is deep with Christ Jesus. Let them know that. You never know what you might do. You never know who you might bring to Christ. And you never know what it's going to do inside of you. And God may move you to another area of your ministry. Because we all have ministries with the Lord, believe it or not. Some may preach, some may teach, some may just beat their gums with other people. Doesn't matter, right? We're here to spread the good news, Christ Jesus. So the prodigal son comes home. Praise the Lord. Got foundations deep. Very deep. One thing we need to do, we need to seek God. Amos 5:4. It says, "For thus saith the Lord unto the house of Israel, seek ye me, and ye shall live." Seek the Lord. And we should seek him. We should seek him every day. But I was in church on Sunday. That means on Monday you need to seek the Lord. You walk out of here today, you need to seek the Lord. Keep him. Always. Keep that foundation strong, that their structure can stand. Because I'm going to tell you, we're going to go outside here today. Satan's going to find something to throw at you. Maybe it's a deer. Who knows? But he may throw something at you. And if he does, when that foundation is deep, your structure is strong, you can fight it off. Seek the Lord. Seek him. Seek him in your sickness. Seek him. Praise him. Give him glory. Seek him. Put God first in your life. Fear God, not man. Proverbs 19:23. The fear of the Lord tendeth to life. And he that hath it shall abide satisfied. He shall not be visited with evil. Fear the Lord. Respect God. Love God. But fear. You step out of the will of God, God's going to chastise you. He may let you fall, but he stands there for you. But fear God. Like I said earlier, there is no fear of God in this nation, in this world. And I'm not talking about everybody, but I'm telling you, as a people, just do not fear God. I was listening to a couple people at work, and I was thinking, my Lord in heaven. My prayer for them is God forgive them for what they are saying. Fearing. Love God, not the world. 1 John 2:15. Love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Love not the world. We live in this world, you know. And we're salt of the world. Love not the world. Love God. Follow God. Seek him. But love God. When you love God, let's get into our prayer life. And in our prayer life, we start seeking him. And I mean, the more you seek him, the more you're in your prayer life. I mean, that strengthens the structure, but also helps that foundation. You know, the Holy Spirit that resides inside of us needs fuel. Needs fuel every day. And in your prayer life, and in your worship, and just to talk to God. I mean, just walking along and just start beating your gums with him. You know, my aunt said one time, well, he's busy. He ain't that busy. He gonna listen. But talk to him. You know? Love God. seeking, loving. Believe God, not the deceiver. John 8:44. Ye are not of the father, the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaketh a lie, he speaketh of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. And he is. That's what I'm saying. We sit and we look at the, listen to certain things that are being said. We're watching certain things that are on TV. All this other stuff. Satan is a liar, folks. And the father of it. He's going to tell you what you want to hear, tickle your ears, or make you feel better. And then all of a sudden the structure starts to go away, the foundation starts to go away, you're in the gray area. Now all of a sudden you're out of the will of God, and now you're going to fall. You're going to walk away like the prodigal son, and all of a sudden now you're out in the world, and you don't have that support from God, but he's still there. Do not listen to Satan. The grass isn't greener on the other side all the time. And people think that. People act upon that. Go in prayer, stay in prayer, stay in worship, stay in church. Talk to God, seek God. Love God. Praise be unto Him. Give all the glory unto God. You get up, your feet hit the floor. Give Him some glory. You look in the mirror and say, oh, give Him glory. I mean it. No matter what is coming at you, give Him glory. I had a tooth pulled, or going to be pulled, and I was like, I'm scared of dentists. 6'9", 300 pounds, and I'm afraid of a dentist, you know. Walked in, I had a hold of Christ's hand, I walked out still holding his hand. And I'm not lying, I went like this all the way in, I had my fists like this, I don't know, hopefully I didn't scare the dentist at all, but I'm not lying. And when I went to sign the check, it was hard because I had to hold it sort of weird, the pen, you know. And it was, because I was not leaving that office until, and letting go of Christ Jesus until I walked out the door. Seeking. That might seem foolish to some, but you know what? Nah, to me it wasn't. Because to me, God is with me all the time. When I call upon Him, He's with me. And whether I scared the dentist or not, I don't know. It was quick work, and I was out of there quickly. So that's all that matters. Obey God, not your appetites. 1 Corinthians 9:24 through 27. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that ye may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore so run, not as uncertainty. So fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway. Obey God. Don't seek after your appetites. Don't seek after certain things of this world. Obey God. We are in a race. And in that race, we're going to have obstacles. I don't know if anybody's ever done the hurdles before. I haven't. Because I don't think I've raised my legs that high, even when I was younger. But you're going to have obstacles in your life. Our appetites are what they are. praise God for what you have. Pray for, if you're asking and you're thinking of doing different things, talk to God about it. Listen to what he has to say to you. The biggest thing I just said there was listen. A lot of our appetites, our wants, our needs, or not even our needs, but our wants, get in the way of the truth of which God wants us to have and where he wants us to be. So, seeking, pray, and don't look upon your own appetite. Serve God, not self, Isaiah 6:8. Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then said I, here I am, send me. Stand up. Be strong. Serve God. We're here this morning. You're serving God. When you leave here today, serve God. Send me, Lord. Let my feet, let my hands, let my voice do your bidding. Not my will, but thy will be done. Serve God. First time I preached, I was scared to death. And I was. But you know, I made it through it. And now I love to beat my gums about Christ Jesus. I love to talk about God. And I do. I just love God so much. You know, forgive me for the things I do. Forgive me, Lord. But you know what? He does. I keep telling people, I'm flesh. People are like, well, you're a pastor. Okay. I'm flesh. Ain't nobody immune. That's why we have to have that strong foundation. That this structure is going to stand. That we're going to seek God. We're going to keep in contact with God and talk to him daily. Not just when you got a little bobo or something like that. Talk to him daily. You know? Talk to him about you. Talk to him about you. I had a guy tell me one time, I can't go in prayer for myself. I said, why not? Well, you're not supposed to. I said, excuse me? So you're not to pray for yourself? No, I should be praying for others. I said, yes, you should. You pray for everybody, but there's nothing wrong to going in prayer saying, God, I need help. God, I need healing. God, you need guide me. There's nothing wrong with none of that. Because this structure and this foundation got to stay solid. So I have to pray for Lance as well as others. But seek him and serve him. And last, let's go to Joshua 24:15. And it's seen. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land ye dwell. But as for me and my house, I will serve the Lord. Somebody say, serve the Lord. That's what it's all about. You're serving God, foundation strong. You're serving God. Basically, you got the best antidote to anything. You're serving God. You can walk through the fire. You be in the fire with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and you could stand there and you ain't going to burn when you're serving God. Oh, praise be to the Lord. Hold his hand, walk through them fires, but get that foundation, get it deep, Do not be in that frost line. Do not be in that gray area. Get that one-on-one intimate relationship with Christ Jesus. Only you could get there. Only you. I can't make you do it. I can't speak enough to have you do it. That's your time with Him. All I could do is tell you how wonderful He is, how awesome He is, and how much He loves us.